Well, maybe
falling behind for FSRN and for Democracy Now. The KPFT fund drive fell short. The Pacifica Radio Archive fund drive fell short. We're challenging the reduction in CPB funds that we're going to be receiving. All of that is new information.
So maybe we should ask the CFO how this would what the implications of this motion would be should we pass it.
This is LaVarn. Do you mind, Jamie?
That's fine.
Okay. You know, we wrote a promissory note to ourselves, and the Heath Endowment requires that at least the interest rate that we are paid interest into the fund, and that this motion is the term deleterious, because you know we have the funds there. If we had gone to Chase, which was the suggestion, and borrowed the money from Chase for $300,000 versus paying it borrowing from ourselves, you know, there's no option to, like, let's not pay it back because we didn't get our CPB funding on time, which we will get, and it was reduced by $200,000. I think that we've had a promissory note to ourselves and that we should honor it. I mean, very simple. And the PNB passed the motion to do that, and I don't think why we should go back and basically you want to, since the motion was passed, I don't think this motion from the Finance Committee will abrogate that motion, that you need to ask for the motion to be rescinded that was initially done. So, you know, I guess you can do a recommendation that you would suggest that it be done, or you can have your representative to the PNB to ask for a motion to rescind. But this is... it's already been approved. It was in the budget, and it was in the budget as we initially talked about it. So I think this is like I said, it's deleterious, and I'm going to have to go because
can we go to the vote then?
Yes, because I got to try to do. We're trying to do this wire that is not happening, but I think I can make it happen work now. But please call me for the vote if it goes to vote.
I think you should stay for the vote.
Can we just go
vote.
To the vote now on this?
Well.
What's the other item on the agenda, Chair?
Excuse me, LaVarn. You know, you should, if you want to ask.
That's right.
Try to show. You know, we're in the middle of an item here, which I believe is an important item.
That was Lucette, not LaVarn.
I'm sorry, LaVarn. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of an item which I believe is an important item that was brought in good faith by a committee member, and I don't want to rush to the vote. I think, you know, it raises a couple of complicated questions. The person who brought the motion is correct. We obviously have serious cash problems, you know, which any little thing is going to set off our being very delinquent to our, not any little thing, but it's very easy for us. It's quite possible to see us becoming delinquent to our creditors. And perhaps we should be more attentive to our cash needs. So,
on the stack.
Okay, I hear Susan on the stack.
Alberto,
okay. And also, Brian. the related question that my understanding is there's a payment payback plan to Heath, but there's no payback plan to KPFA, who also has their cash money in an untouchable state now, which, you know, is a valid point. Why is that? Why is there no payback plan? So I believe this is a reasonable thing for us to be discussing. And also, the greater issue is the lack of a cash plan. It was a surprise to me to hear that we had fallen so far behind on our obligations to Democracy Now in particular. You know, we had asked several times over the summer, what is the plan from National Office to deal with the foreseen cash shortfalls in September? And we didn't hear that at the time. We heard about it after the fact. So I like this motion that it requests a cash management plan. I think that's something that NFC should stay up on. So we have a stack. Susan, Alberto,
LaVarn.
And Brian. Yeah, LaVarn, did you have something to say?
Oh, absolutely. You did get you did get an outlook on the past due bills, so I beg to differ from that. And the cash management plan will be the cash flow budget, that once we pass the budget, we have to just make sure and make certain that that information is good, that we update that information. That is your cash plan or budget for the year. I mean, you will have it as soon as we pass the budget. We can go in and scrub it, make the changes based on the actuals for the month of October and November, and that's your cash budget. It's in your budget. It's in the plan. It's in the budget package. There are a number of sheets in there, and there's one for cash flow, and that will be it. So, you know, you don't have a requirement to get it done in February. It will be done as soon as the budget is passed, and we'll have the preliminary one, and we'll just go and scrub it, put in the actual numbers for October and November, and that's it.
Okay, I mean, thank you, Lamar.
That's your cash budget.
Can you tell me when were we told that we would fall behind on Democracy Now payments?
I'll send you the sheets, Jamie, because see, this is getting into an argument now, or a performance review for LeVar and Williams, and I didn't.
No, it isn't.
Well, that's my position. That's my position. That's
well, that's not mine. My position, LeVar, is we were not apprised of what was going
to
happen.
I'll send it.
And we need to be more up to speed on that. All I'm saying is we need to do better on that.
Well, there you go.
If someone recalls it.
It's LeVarne. I mean, please.
Well, whatever. Okay, anyway, on the stack we have
I really
Susan.
Have to go and take care of some business, but call me for the vote, please. Anyone, just call me. Thank you.
Let's see, on the stack we have Susan, Alberto, Brian, and I believe Lizette. Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm sorry that LeVarne has gone off because my experience running several organizations is that obligations to outside parties, vendors, financial institutions from whom you have borrowed are by far the most important to meet. In addition to payroll, a borrowing from one fund to another with what was really an arbitrary interest rate set up. It was not an interest rate or a repayment plan required under the terms of the Heath endowment. The Heath endowment simply provided that we could borrow from it if there were exigent circumstances. And I am glad that we finally asked our general counsel to confirm that this satisfied the requirements of the Heath endowment, that we were in exigent circumstances. To my knowledge, we were not looking at borrowing from Chase. There was a discussion about a loan last year that has not been taken up again this year. It was not from Chase. It was not from Wells Fargo. It was from a community development bank. Still do not have for this year a cash management plan for 2009, if you will, that keeps us going from lurch to lurch to lurch to lurch. And we can have interim cash management plans that are not dependent upon the 2010 budgets being adopted. And it is irresponsible that we do not have these. So I think that postponing or revisiting the Heath repayment is in light of our being 4 months behind in FSRN and Democracy Now! Payments is the minimum that we can do. And I question whether the PNB would have adopted this measure had it been seen as an alternative to coming up to up to par on FSRN and Democracy Now! Payments, which, as I understood it, at the time that the PNB met and adopted this, I was not at that meeting, the understanding was that we were current with those payments. We no longer are.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Next on the stack is Alberto.
Mr. Chairman, I do not want to belabor the point, but I will have my 2 pennies on this one. We here around in this body are extremely experienced in one form or another as it relates to what is happening within our organization. And I point fingers, and I do point fingers through the telephone. And I think we all know exactly what the financial crunch that we're in and who each one of us has a direct responsibility to the financial crunch that we're in. And we have not tightened the belt in our local areas the way that we all said we were going to tighten, and are avoiding the issue of doing the ultimate cuts, where the only place where you can cut to be able to make it through to next year. And therefore, I do not want to point fingers, and I think I've made my point, and I think that none of us are not that smart to understand why we are. And if central services don't go in, we do not pay democracy now. And central services, that's one point, have not gone in, so how do we move it out to democracy now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And going back and just wrapping it up with the heat, it's very obviously the local stations have taken their responsibilities to the national office, whether they can, by hook or by crook, whether they can afford it or not afford it, they have taken the liberty that if they don't want to pay, they're not paying. And we don't have enough money coming in from the signal areas to fund all of the operations that we have going. And that's something that needs to happen, hopefully, within the next month or so, we can move on to the next step in our tightening our belt. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Albert. So let's see. Next, we have Brian and Luzette. And I'd like to remind people we're getting close to the end of time for this call. So.
And Grace.
Oh, and Grace. Okay, sorry. So if these people could be, well, why don't we go through this stack and then we'll go to a vote.
I'll try to make a few quick points. Regarding the timing of this motion, I was disappointed to hear LaVarne say that it's too late to raise this since this has been put, these payments have been put in several draft budgets. I originally raised this in August and then consented to the committee postponing deliberation on it until after we'd gotten through budgets because that was seen as more pressing. We've consented to several delays since then. Now that we have budgets, I think we have a much better grasp on just how cash poor we are in the upcoming fiscal year. I think it's more pressing that we deal with it. I don't think the cash portions of our budgets for next year constitute a cash management plan. They're not going to tell you whether or not you continue to be delinquent on your bills,
Brian,
to vendors like Democracy Now,
please,
or Free Speech Radio News. This is the kind of stuff that you need in a narrative cash management plan to accompany your budgets. I'll just give you, Alberto,
Alberto, please.
I'm sorry. I'm just so frustrated hearing it.
You don't have the floor. Brian has the floor.
I know. I'm sorry, Brian, but it just, I feel my eyes being poked. I'm sorry.
The final thing I just want to point out is, KPFA's situation. Our cash gets dangerously low in January, particularly given that we've now just found out we have less CPP money to work with than even the reduced amount we put in the budget. Part of the problem will be very low on cash in January is that we can't touch $100,000 of our cash because that's being held as collateral for a national office loan for which there is no payment plan. It puts us in a really rough position to not have a plan for getting our money out of Hawk, but to simultaneously impose on us to help replenish an internal fund. And it makes no sense to me that we as a network are going to be paying interest to ourselves on money we can't touch while we're paying interest to a bank to keep money in Hawk that we could. In other words, the interest that's going out the door to keep that line of credit open, that's real money that we can't use again. The interest we're paying to ourselves is just extra central services. It's just shuffling money around the network.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, next I believe was Luzette and Grace. Luzette?
Yeah, how much more time we have?
Well, we're about over time, but I thought we'd run out the stack, so it's you and Grace.
Okay. I am very concerned that we're discussing this matter again. It's made the headlines in different local papers where information was given that was not quite so. I am aware that we do have some changes, and thank you, Suzanne, for making me aware of this. But I have to say I agree with Laban to some extent. When we start talking about we should have done better, for the last maybe nearly a year that I've been serving on this PNB, I have been hearing that we're behind with payments to Democracy Now. And to now come and ask the question, when were we told, it speaks volumes. I'm very concerned about this the latest development on this matter. I believe that what we did, where we were borrowing money from ourselves, no matter how arbitrary the interest rate is, it's ours, and I don't think we should change it. Yes, we should be paying our debts, but yes, where we can borrow from ourselves, we borrow from ourselves and save ourselves fixed interest rates that could be very high. At least now we can revisit the interest rates that we've set ourselves and change it. But we won't be able to do that easily if we were to borrow from an external institution. And all of that should come into play. And I will be voting against this motion for all sorts of reasons. Least of all, the uproar that it caused some months ago in the local papers at KPFA, and now we're going to revisit something that's been done. It's over, done with. Let's find other ways of paying our debts. I don't believe this is going to change any.
Okay, thank you, Luzette. Next on the stack is Grace. Grace?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Brian, what's the total payment that KPFA would have for fiscal year 2010 to pay the national office back that borrowed money from the Heath Endowment? What's the total?
I'd have to look it up. I believe it's somewhere in the high 20s, maybe the low 30s.
Okay. As a purely practical matter, I think that KPFA might be able to appeal to the Finance Committee and the National Board to hold off on payments. KPFK doesn't feel that they're going to have any problems with making those payments. Other stations may or may not be able to pay that money back. Projecting the difficulties that the desire of KPFA not to make those payments is one thing, but to speak for all the other stations, I think is really not not valid unless you've polled the other stations. I know I've polled KPFK about this, but and in theory, I'm not completely against what you're saying, Brian. The thing is that this is something that would need to be rescinded by the National Board. The reality is we have so many agenda items on our opened and closed agendas. The time that this would take and the discussion and the chances of it actually being rescinded are it's not a slam dunk. It's just in a way impractical to try to get this accomplished within the remaining time of this Pacifica National Board. I may be incorrect, but I really don't think so. I've seen items held over on the open and closed PNB agendas for months now. So I think that's the frustration that Luzette and I feel about this.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, and Grace.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Is KPFK current with its ongoing central services payments and with its past due central services payments?
KPFK is making its routine central services payments, and in October, it paid down $100,000 of its past debt in one lump sum.
Okay, so it in other words, it has not retired all its past debt.
It has
not. No, it has around $200,000 left.
Right, but it is rapidly making up paying back the National Office for Past Debt.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the point of information, folks. I'd rather not have any more discussion as we are out of time.
A quick point of information.
Okay. Can I call for the orders of the day?
Yeah, we're past time, so we really do need to go to a vote.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, move to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Are we calling Levan?
You can call Lavarnia if you like to. Is there any objection to
extending
for
number.
5 minutes?
Yeah, I object.
Okay, so let's go to a vote.
No, I'll withdraw it. Let's not waste our time voting.
Okay, let's not waste our time.
Take extension.
Okay, so we're going to go to a vote on Brian's motion. Okay, so Arpal, could you read it?
Okay, 1 second. I have been up for so long. The motion is that all units suspend repayment of the Heath Endowment until there is a national cash management plan approved by the PNB, and request that Pacifica National Management produce such a plan by February 2010.
Okay, so I understand there are objections to this motion, so why don't we go to a roll call vote?
Okay. All right, Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, I'll read it again.
I'll pass. This is
Brian's motion.
Okay, fine. No.
You're voting no. Okay.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Lizette King?
No.
Alberto Luera?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Summer Reese? Jamie Ross?
Yes.
LeVarn Williams?
I was called back into the room. I had it out. But anyway, no. I'm sorry.
Susan Young?
Yep.
Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No.
Okay, so that motion fails. And as we are at time, this meeting should adjourn.
Jack, can I ask a point of information here?
You can in a minute. But we are scheduled to meet next Tuesday. So, and hopefully we'll get to the PFW and affiliate budget. Okay, go.
And archives, too? Archives?
Archives. Right.
Revising in response to changes in actual fund drive results.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you for the reminder. Yes. Well, I don't know that we... Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. And, Lizette, you had a point of information, but the meeting is over.
I just want to know if we would get an opportunity to... rectify what we're doing. We're breaking our own rules. If we could have this item that we didn't get to first thing at the next meeting.
I didn't get to my motion either, and it should be first, and it was before yours.
I'm not talking about before. Chair?
We can vote on an agenda in the next meeting.
And right.
It's up to the body what it wants to do.
Okay.
So, you know? So you're free to argue that it should be the first item.
Not the problem.
When's your next LSB meeting?
Ours?
No, WPFW.
The next LSB meeting?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're asking?
Yes.
The next LSB meeting is for one thing. The first thing on the agenda is to seat the new board members.
No, but what date is it?
I have no idea. The chair does that. I don't know. I really don't, and that's the truth. I don't know if it's the second or the third. We've been playing games with it here. I don't know.
The second or the third of December?
The second or the third Wednesday. I do not know when it is.
Wednesday. Okay. I mean, look, I'll just make a friendly suggestion here because I won't be able to be on any calls next week. That your LSC at its December meeting has to elect a treasurer. So if you brought this up and if we even successfully resolved it, the committee even successfully resolved it,
Brian,
it's going to affect one meeting.
Brian, I'm trying to get us to change what we've done. We've set a dangerous precedent. We need to rectify it before we go.
Okay. Just friendly advice. Do what you want. Like I said, I won't even be on the call.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is that a baby or a cat?
That's a cat. I'm waiting to adjourn.
Okay,
actually,
yeah,
I just had a baby while we were on the call.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. That's how long
was that call back? Only 9 months long?
Exactly. Conception. To,
okay, so thank you all very, very much. The meeting is
next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes, next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello? Hello?